This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The government and the opposition parties today reached a consensus to end the logjam in the ongoing winter session to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a meeting with the floor leaders of various political parties this afternoon at the Parliament House. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the house function smoothly, and the leaders agreed to extend their support to run the house smoothly. Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, Lavu Srikrishan Devarayalu of TDP, T.R. Balu of DMK, Supriya Sule of NCP, Dharmendra Yadav of SP, Dileshwar Kamat of JDU, Abhay Kushwaha of RJD, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, and K. Radhakrishnan attended the meeting. Later, talking to reporters outside Parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, a special discussion on the constitution to commemorate its 75th year of adoption will be held in the Lok Sabha on 13th and 14th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on 16th and 17th of December. He said the leaders who were present in the meeting also assured their support for smooth conduct of both the Houses of Parliament. He again appealed to the opposition MPs and leaders of various political parties to allow the Parliament to run smoothly. Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambal in Uttar Pradesh. The BJP has appointed Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as the party's central observers for its legislative party's meeting in Maharashtra, where the MLAs will elect their leader. The BJP Parliamentary Board has approved their appointment. The swearing-in ceremony of the new government in Maharashtra will be held on Thursday. The BJP-led Mahayuti coalition has registered a landslide victory, securing 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today emphasized the need for global partnerships, highlighting that the world is facing complex challenges at multiple levels. Addressing the gathering at the CII Partnership Summit in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar pointed to the ongoing transformation in the global economy and stressed that tackling these challenges requires more than just individual national efforts. He said that it demands a collective approach. Referring to the Ukraine conflict, US-China friction, and the brunt of inflation, debt, and currency issues in the Global South, Dr. Jaishankar stressed the need for more collaboration. Dr. Jaishankar also highlighted the growing strategic convergence between India and the United States, noting that the relationship between the two nations has deepened over time, creating more avenues for cooperation. India has said that the incident related to the breach of premises at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission earlier today in Agartala is deeply regrettable. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that the diplomatic and consular properties should not be targeted under any circumstances. The ministry added that the Government of India is taking action to step up security arrangements for the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi and their deputy and assistant high commissions in the country. Cyclone Fanjal has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents, while two others are still missing. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. To ease the hardships caused by severe weather, the Chief Minister also declared 5,000 rupees relief for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. In Tamil Nadu, 3 people lost their lives in rain-related incidents today. Moderate to very heavy rains are lashing the interior districts of the state as Cyclone Fanjal is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. Continuous rains have been witnessed in 8 districts. The government has said this year cumulative paddy residue burning incidents have declined by 68% as compared to last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.